For more than a century, Cincinnati Memorial Hall has been a fixture on Elm Street and over the Rhine. The building was designed by Samuel Hannaford & Sons, Cincinnati's premier architectural firm from the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Their work includes Cincinnati City Hall and Cincinnati Music Hall. Memorial Hall has reception rooms and a concert and lecture hall with seating for a couple hundred people. It's been a gathering place for years, but it's been closed since May of 2015. For the past year and a half or so, it's been undergoing renovation and transformation right next door to Music Hall, which is also currently closed for its own renovation. That one has another year to go, but Memorial Hall is almost ready to reopen its doors, and here to tell us what's new and improved is Joshua Steele, the hall's recently appointed manager. Welcome.
Hey, Rick.
Memorial Hall was listed on the National Register of Historic Places back in 1978, and a lot of people love it for its really distinct historic charm. Let's start by talking a little bit about what we had to work with before this renovation started.
Sure. So Memorial Hall, built in 1908 as a tribute to veterans of American wars. So the Spanish-American War had ended fairly recently, and then, of course, the Civil War. And the bones of this building, as you suggest, are gorgeous. We have a couple of beautiful meeting rooms, the green and gold rooms, respectively, a beautiful sort of performance event hall. The building had been renovated in 1992, at which point an elevator had been added for accessibility on the north side of the building. Some of the paint and plaster work had been restored, but I don't think anybody would argue it was in desperate need of a more significant renovation, if for no other reason, just to bring it up to sort of modern standards of events and performances.
The details of the building in that Beaux-Arts style that Hannaford did in the early 20th century is really, really beautiful. For years, I walked by and never really paid attention to those six statues that are over the entrance. Tell us just a little bit about those.
Sure. So you have statues of soldiers there representing each of the major American wars. Interestingly, there's a plaque up in the hall among many plaques and sort of memorabilia we have. There's one that references the World War, which I think is fascinating from after World War I, but before World War II, of course.
Well, so tell us some more about the big changes that are going to or intended to expand the use of Memorial Hall.
Memorial Hall, when I think about the space, it had three major operational challenges. First was the lack of air conditioning, which is very important, of course. We also had a lack of a backstage crossover. So it used to be, if you wanted to get from one side of the stage to the other, you'd have to go downstairs and around and come back upstairs. So that was obviously a dilemma for performances. And finally, how to get things into the building. The elevator from the 90s helped, but it was small, and the building's just kind of squirrely to get into.
Yeah, not really what you'd call a freight elevator.
No, sir. So, of course, number one, new AC throughout the building, which will allow us to operate through the summer months without any concerns. A meticulous restoration of all the plaster and paint throughout the building. It's really amazing to look at, sensational. In terms of the ballrooms, we've replaced the wood floors with new wood floors. They're looking beautiful. We've also, importantly, digitally integrated all of our performance spaces. So each of those ballrooms now has a projector and a video system built in. We can take a live feed from the theater and project it into those rooms. We can also take canned video and display it. They also have now built-in audio sound system, and similarly, we can distribute audio however we wish throughout our building. And new LED lighting, so, you know, a lower energy footprint, all dimmable. So we have a lot of control and can make events in those spaces much more attractive, I think. We've also added 8 feet to the back of the building, so that allows us a few things. Number one, we've installed a new freight elevator, 7 feet deep, that loads right in off of Grant Street. So now you can bring materials right in off of street level onto the first and second levels of the building, right into backstage, where we have a new backstage crossover, solving that aforementioned problem with performances. And that's also allowed us to create a brand new catering prep area. So this should make it much easier for caterers and vendors to get into the space to prepare meals and food for events in those ballrooms. And then my favorite space, of course, the theater. Now named the Anderson Theater after a major donor to that space. We've done a lot of major changes here to improve the quality of performances. First of all, the entire stage right side of the theater has been rebuilt. It looks exactly the same, except now it's a door, like a concert stage. It's about 6 feet wide, and it can open to bring a grand piano out onto stage. It doesn't have to be lifted now from the orchestra pit onto stage. We can keep choral risers back there, etc. The stage has also been extended 5 feet into the small orchestra pit that was there, so it gives a wider stage footprint, really gets the performance out into the house. We have a brand new 20-foot projection screen and projector. It's looking fabulous. Brand new theatrical lighting equipment, new PA system, and microphones. So we've really brought this into the 21st century.
And then most important to those of us who have attended events there and sat on those little seats with not much padding, I understand there will be new seats.
Yes, yes. It'll be hard to notice when you come into the space that the seats are new. They've been rebuilt to look like the old seats, those beautiful old wooden seats, except now they are wider and have beautiful black padding on them, so they should be much more comfortable. We lost a handful of seats in the process. The new capacity of the hall will be about 555, but those will be happy 555 patrons.
That's right. Rather than compressed like sardines.
Yes.
and squeaking.
Yeah, right.
So I want to ask you a little bit. You're an employee of Cincinnati Center City Development Corporation, which has overseen all these renovations, but you will continue to work there because 3CDC is going to manage programming at Memorial Hall, as it does with Washington Park and Fountain Square. Can you talk a little bit about what kind of events? I know you're still putting finishing touches
Sure.
on things, but just sort of what kind of events we might be expecting there with this new attractive venue.
Sure. So, yeah, 3CDC is going to be programming the space, and we have a lot of expertise in live events from those spaces you mentioned, and we'll be bringing Ziegler Park online here this coming spring. And we also have some economies. We have an awesome staff support network through those event spaces. So we'll be programming a variety of lectures, comedy, live concerts, family programming, cinema, a wide range of things over the course of the entire year. So it's really a January through December calendar. The Cincinnati Memorial Hall Society, which was the previous operator of the space, will also be producing a handful of high-end concerts each year. Then, of course, we'll be doing rentals. It's always been one of the premier wedding rental venues in town and will continue to be, I think, with all our new amenities. Also doing live performances with third-party renters and corporate meetings, et cetera. And then a special category of events which we're calling curated partnerships. And what we're doing here is bringing in vetted local groups with a high-quality artistic product to help us activate the space. You know, these are groups that already do awesome performances. They have great name recognition. And we hope to add value to their performances by putting them in this excellent hall.
So you have not quite opened yet, although this coming week, the day after Thanksgiving, I believe, is going to be a show that you can talk about right now.
Absolutely, yeah. We're pleased to welcome for our very first event, Brickmas, which is a Lego exhibition. It opens on Black Friday, this Friday, November 25th. And this is a terrific family event. We have our two ballrooms and our new studio space in the basement, an 1,800-square-foot space that'll be filled with Lego exhibitions that are holiday theme. This is put together by the OKI Lego User Group, which does shows all over the tri-state. In addition to that, we'll be showing holiday movies starting December 8th. So folks that attend Brickmas will get to see these movies for free, or you could just come see them as a standalone. And that should be terrific fun. So we've really oriented this to complement what we have going on in the park. On Saturdays during December, we'll have Santa's Village. So families can come down, get a picture with Santa. Come over and see the Lego show. It should be fantastic. We also have the Red Door Art Auction, which is typically an Over the Rhine event that'll happen on Small Business Saturday, November 26th in the evening. And that'll give folks an opportunity to check out the theater space. We'll have folks in the breezeway in our beautiful park view room that faces Washington Park.
And then you have an official event. The ribbon cutting is coming up in another week or so.
Yeah. So our major kickoff will be the ribbon cutting for Memorial Hall. That'll be on the morning of Friday, December 2nd. We'll have dignitaries from the county speak, some of the major donors, and folks will get a chance to have their first sneak peek of the hall to get in and look around.
Well, it's really exciting to have this all happening now. Elm Street is going to be quite the arts avenue here all of these come online, and isn't it great to have Memorial Hall leading the way? For more information about Memorial Hall, follow the link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with Joshua Steele about the makeover of Memorial Hall in Over the Rhine. Thanks for coming by for this conversation.
Hey, thanks, Rick.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.